This Christmas season, let's return to the scene of the humble manger where the Son of God was born. The Apostle John said it this way, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God." John went on to clarify whom he was speaking of, being the Word was with God and was God. In verse 14, he says, "The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." The Word was made flesh. God was made flesh. God, Emmanuel, residing with us. The heart and center of Christmas, and in reality, the heart and center of life, is Jesus Christ. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life." To experience God's life now and in eternity, you must know the Son of God. There's no other way. It's our prayer and desire that you know Him, because Jesus is the center of it all. Our Christmas choir will gladly present for you now the first Noel.
Wonderful story we have to share at Christmas. It begins with a people waiting for a promised son. It focuses on a young couple engaged to be married. It features a choir of angels, a band of shepherds, and a baby sleeping in a manger filled with hay. There's a new star in the sky, kings from a distant land, and precious treasures. This is what we celebrate, the reason we sing glory, glory to God in the highest.
Sing the song of the birth of the Savior. Come from heaven to sleep in a manger. Hear the good news from Bethlehem. We will share it again and again.
French origin that is centuries old. Its verses retell the entire Christmas story, and they encourage us to give thanks to God for the incredible gift of His Son to be our Savior. The word Noel means Christmas, but it is also like singing Happy Birthday. And what better way could there be to welcome our Lord than to join in singing a birthday song that celebrates His coming to earth?
Thank you.
Under any circumstances, the events surrounding the birth of Jesus would be dramatic. Mary and Joseph had already faced suspicion and scorn and danger. They had traveled far from home, and then Mary had to deliver her son in a stable. Yet this story is so much more. The baby was Emmanuel, God with us. He was the long-awaited Messiah. He was the Lamb of God, born to carry our sins to the cross.
Today a child is born on earth.
Today a child is born on earth.
Today the glory of God shines everywhere.
Thank you.
the helpless baby who was laid in the manger that first Christmas night would grow up as the son of a poor carpenter. He would reach manhood and begin a public ministry that would find him going to the poor and the outcast, healing the sick, raising the dead, and demonstrating his power over the natural world. He would teach the people about God's love and show them by example what true greatness meant. His mission wouldn't be completed until it took him to a cross, a grave, and a resurrection. And even then, his story would not be finished.
Jesus,
God's only begotten Son, was born for our salvation.
Christmas choir is doing a fantastic job this morning. Before they sing their final song, The Birthday of a King, I'd like to share just a few thoughts from a song we heard earlier, Glory, Glory to God in the Highest, that song of praise that came from the lips of a heavenly choir. That song is found in Luke chapter 2. And there were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests." This song of the angels is a song of peace. A song of peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. And that peace is available to everyone. It's available to everyone through that good news of great joy. And in that good news, we can see three titles given to the baby in the manger. The first is Savior. Jesus is the Savior. He is the one who came to rescue us. He's the one who came to deliver us from our sin. You see, it's our sin that separates us from a holy God. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We are enemies. Sinners are enemies with God. But it is Jesus Christ who can bring peace, who can bring reconciliation, who can bring us back into a right relationship with Him. That is good news of great joy. Jesus is not only the Savior, but He is the Christ. He's the chosen one. He's the promised Messiah. And His mission was announced long ago through the prophets. He's the one who was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon Him, and by His wounds we are healed. It was at the cross that Jesus offered Himself as a substitute in our place to bring us peace. He bore the fury of God's wrath against sin, and He died at the cross. But then He rose again, proof that His sacrifice, that perfect sacrifice, satisfied the Father. It was accepted by the Father. So it's by grace through faith that we can experience forgiveness of sins. We can experience peace. We can experience eternal life. This is good news of great joy. So Jesus is the Savior. He is the Christ. And the third title given to Him is that of Lord. Jesus is the Lord, a title of deity. He is Emmanuel, God with us. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, so that you through His poverty might become rich. Jesus has existed eternally as God, yet love compelled Him to leave the glories of heaven and to take on the very nature of a servant. And being made in human likeness, He humbled Himself. He became obedient to death, even death on a cross. And because He did that, He's been given a name that is above every name. He's been highly exalted, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So Jesus, that babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in the manger, He is the Savior. He is the Christ. He is the Lord. Peace with God comes through Jesus Christ. And it's available to all, but only those who receive Him, who receive Christ, will experience that joy. The Scriptures say, to all who received Him, to those who believe in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. That peace is available to all. I urge you, receive Jesus Christ. Receive that precious gift from God, that gift of salvation. And may Jesus Christ indeed be at the very center of our lives, at the center of our homes, and at the center of our church.
Old Testament Scripture is rich with so many prophecies about the one that God would send to redeem us. And every one of them was fulfilled in the birth, life, death, and resurrection of that little baby born on that holy night. Our Savior has come, and that is why we are filled with hope and joy.